It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
It's all brought to you by Frost Farms, and Frosty is here with Sonny and me this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
I have to say, first of all, I was in last Friday, and I got my pansies in my window boxes. They are the most beautiful, full pansies. It pays to buy quality, so thank you so much.
Oh, yes. I saw your posts. They look great.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go from talking about beautiful pansies to dirt.
Yeah.
So now that it's finally getting nicer and warmer and drier, I guess we can really start tilling.
Yeah, no pun intended. It's time to rock and roll. So I think you can start getting your compost in, get your mulching done. Yeah, it's a great time to get all that started, you know, and you can plant shrubs and trees too. I just would be careful about tender annuals still for a while. But
okay. Now, I've got three beds. They're all 4x8. And I wondered, you know, I try to save money, but I usually buy about 2 bags of Miracle-Gro every spring to mix in. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of a good idea? Should you do more? Should you not add a lot of dirt? How do you think?
I'd say 2 bags is about adequate. That'd be if you did 2 cubic foot bags. That'd be like 4 cubic feet per bag. Yep. So that would be, I think that's an adequate every year to kind of mix in for sure.
Okay.
And one nice thing about Frost Farms, you can order online, right? And you guys deliver?
Yes. Locally? Yep. You can order all our bagged materials like Coast of Maine soils, our bulk mulch, and compost online. And all those items are native to Maine. So
great.
Yep.
Now, here's another question. Every couple of years, I have to replace the borders of my raised beds. And I don't get anything pressure treated. I want everything clean and clear. So I just buy your basic 2x6, plywood pieces of lumber. But, you know, I'd say every maybe 3 years, they rot. So is there a better type of wood to get?
Yeah, if you can get like Eastern White Cedar or Hemlock, those two materials tend to last a lot longer than, say, pine or spruce. And, of course, you know, the treated materials will last a long time, but that could leach into your soil, which
isn't
necessarily great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yep. Okay, well, great. And what else is happening at Frost Farms?
We are open. We are cranking. A lot of folks have been in, excited to, you know, get planting. And we are closed Easter Sunday. So if you want to come in and get some materials, I don't know what your plans are for Easter, but if it's in the garden, you know, we're open Saturday, too, from 9 to 4, so you can get stocked up and ready for the beautiful day it sounds like it's going to be. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the weekly visit. It's so much fun.
Yes, thank you.
It's the Frosty Report, brought to you by Frost Farms and Town Hill.